Okay, good morning. We are in Daf Beis, Amud Beis. We are 6 lines from the top of the page at the 2 dots. Fine. So now we're going to talk about some of these yados, some of these shorthand statements. Ha'omer, aha. All right, hey. Harei zeh nazir. Person says, I will be. Person says, I will be. They become a nazir. Someone says, what? Dumma, aha betanias kamar. Maybe I will be what? I'll be a person who fasts. How can aha or hey, you know, something I will be, and you don't say what you're going to be, how does that tell me it's going to be a nazir? I don't know. That's very, very non-specific. So Amar Shmuel, no, I'll tell you the case. Kegon shahaya nazir over lefana. This is the Gemara. This Gemara is quoted in so many places. Because the case is that what? There was a nazir walking in front of him. Right, so he says, aha, or hey, I'll be like, oh, meaning be like what? I'll be like this, right? This nazir is walking by, go, you know, yeah, me too, right? You say, hey, I'll be like what? Be like this person walking by, presumably. Okay, fine. So says the Gemara, okay, lema kasav Shmuel, yadayim she'enan mochichos lo havin yadayim. So what do you see? If that's the case, Shmuel says the case is, we only believe the is only a thing. It only means something. It only makes you a nazir if there's a mamish, a nazir walking in front of you. So that means if you have a yad, a shortened language, that isn't clear. I mean, that's yadayim mochichos. It's a yad that's obvious. Why? Because the nazir is standing right in front of you. The guy's got long hair. He's got a beard. He's got, right? It's obvious that he's walking away from the cemetery. It's obvious to you who this person is, right? And that, or everyone knows, that's the nazir. So it's very clear what's going on here. Implication being, if I would say the same exact phrase, and there would be no nazir there. If I would say the same phrase, and it wouldn't be obvious what I mean. Would it work?
No,
right? So clearly, there's a conversation in Shas. Do we hold yadayim she'ein mochichos? Have yadayim or lo have yadayim? Sounds like Shmuel holds yadayim she'ein mochichos lo have yadayim. Fine. Okay. Sorry, I have to pause for 1 second. Yesterday I said something that is not correct. I have to correct it. It is not. It's actually a machlokas whether this perish on the left side of the page is Rashi or not. Right? Many say that's not Rashi. Maybe it's the Rivan. Maybe it's somebody else. Tosus is back. But Tosus was in the Darmos, but he was on the side. Right. So now we have the Rush on the right on the outside of the Gemara, and this other perish on the left side is still going to be called the Mefarish. So I apologize. I said it incorrect. But
what's the difference between them? We also have a perish or Rush on the side.
Yeah.
We got both.
Yeah, so we have the Rush on the side now, and people and there's a lot of people actually quote that Rush a lot actually. So see, the Rush is going to be very helpful. And what's the difference? What do you mean?
So in other words, this is the Mefarish and this is the Rush, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So people, because it's a machloka. Some say it is Rashi for the first 20 daf, and then changes to somebody else. So there's it's quite a debate actually about who it is. But I want to clarify that because I did yes last time I said welcome back to Rashi. It's not correct. But okay, fine. Sorry. Back to where we were. So, fine. So it sounds like Shmuel's Yadayim She'ein Mochichos Lo Havin Yadayim. Fine. So Amrei. So it says we're back. No. Amrei Bizman Shenazir Over Lefanav Leika Lesvuka B'mil Sachrina. Avavadai Ein HaNazir Over Lefanav Amrinan Dilma Ahabatayis Kamar. Right? V'dilma Lepoche Min Korban Asav Kamar. Meaning, so the Gemara says, yeah, but wait a second. Maybe what's going on here is the following. Don't make a sweeping statement about what Shmuel holds in general that I can't necessarily tell you, right? But maybe what's happening here is that in our case, we're saying when as Nazir is walking in front of us, so then there's no Shaila. Then there's absolutely no suffix at all, right? We're never gonna think he's talking about something else because Maisa, there's a Nazir walking in front of him. Right, about Vada, but for sure, if there's not a Nazir walking in front of him, so then we say, okay, maybe it could be something else, right? And what's the other possibility? Vadim of the Pochim in Korban Asaf Kamar, right? And maybe the case is that he is having in mind that he doesn't want to become a Nazir, but maybe he's saying, I'll bring the karbonos of the nazir, meaning the guy when he's done being a nazir, what happens? You have to bring a series of karbonos. So maybe this guy's saying, "Hey, I'll take care of what he, meaning there's a nazir there, and I don't know what." And he says, "Hey, I don't know what he means." So we're saying, "No, hey means I'm going to become a nazir." Why? What was the other possibility? The possibility is that he's saying, no, I got you, right? I'll take care of your carbonos. And he wasn't saying, I'll finance the carbonos you're going to have to bring. He wasn't saying, he's not saying, I'll take care of your carbonos. So saying, I become a nazir. And that's the chiddush here. Look at the mefarsh. Lema kate kasav shmuel jadam shem mochichos klomar mit kamokim la shmuel. See where I am here. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in the wide lines in the mefarsh. Klomar mit kamokim la shmuel could go and shine nazir over the fun of halava he leka the svuke ben nazir klal. Right. It sounds like since it says the case is that nazir was walking in front of him, it sounds like without that you wouldn't have a safek at all. Right. The kasav yadam shem mochichos lo havin yadam. When the Gemara in the first paragraph of Kiddushin seems to say the opposite. Why? The Amar Shmuel, Ha'omal Isha, Hariat Mikudeshesli, Hariat Mikudeshes, Hariat Mureses, Hariat Lintu, Hariat Zu Mikudeshes, Va'afagav Dalah Marli. Right? The Gemara there has a case where the person says, different versions of surprise. Ali Gemara, which talk about, in Nazir, it's all about whether you become a Nazir or not. And Kiddushin is a series of Gemara is about language that you said that isn't so obvious. And you're talking to this woman, what did you say? Did you say it exactly, etc.? I only said part of the phrase, didn't say the whole phrase. If you ever noticed, rabbis at weddings are very, at weddings, you get a little nervous. You want to make sure, you get it right? Very focused. People come talk to me, before the wedding's over, before I finish, the kiddushin, before it's over, I'm like, I don't talk to anybody. But once it's done, because you want to, make sure you get it right, because you don't want people to mess up. So you want to make sure he says the exact language the right way and do everything just kadas to continue. You don't have any sfeikos when you're done. But so the Gemara there has all these possibilities. What happens if he said this partial language and didn't say li, right? So in that case, the Gemara assumes that if he said all these phrases, she's mikudeshes, even though he didn't say li, right? So that's a daim she'en mochichos. It's not obvious to what you said. And Shmuel assumes in those cases that she's mikudeshes, okay? So what are we going to say? So the Gemara says, Amrei, back still in the Mefarsh. La'olam kasav Shmuel, yadayim shem mochichos chav yadayim. No, it's true. He does hold. Yadayim shem mochichos are still yadayim. It may not be totally obvious. Meaning, yadayim shem mochichos doesn't mean anytime we see something that we're not, is totally not clear what it means. We're saying, you're saying something that's not, it's not 1,000%. Hariyat mekudeshes, and he didn't say li, is not totally unclear what he means. I'm pretty sure what he means, but it's not totally solid, right? So Shmuel holds, no, if you say something that is pretty sure, but it's not perfect, it's still mikudeshes, right? And so same thing, you say yadayim she'en mochichos, it's not muchach, it's not 1,000%, that's still yadayim, it still counts. Kagon, gabi erisin, v'kidushin, he still says that. Kevin de midgar shem erisin, v'kidushin, ha'avi ho'chacha b'mikazos, right? You said the word, you say mikudeshes, right? So that works. V'hacha, so what's going on over here? Hanu tamid the ba'ina liyos nazir over the fun of. So why in this case does he have to have the nazir mamish walking by? Mishum the ikilamemar ahaba tiny scummer, because there's another explanation, right? If I say hariyat mikudeshes, I'm standing under a chuppah and talking to a woman, there's not really another pshat in what I'm doing, right? So he didn't say li. Yeah, okay, but he's the guy wearing the tuxedo. It's pretty obvious, right? But here the guy just says aha. And I don't know what this. I don't know what's happening, right? There's other possible explanations. One is he's taking himself a fast. Velo havi hochacha klal, right? There's no clarity at all about what he's saying. The lake lamekam ala demilsa e amar b'tainis open naziris. I can't. There's no way to explain to clarify. Is it talking about tainis? Talking about naziris? I don't know. Velo havi nazir the lo nitin naziris el hafla. And he can't be a nazir because a nazir is when you see has to have some type of very clear language. The person needs to be clear what he says. Like he has lindor. Like he has to make a hafla. Has to be the language has to be very clear. Fine. So that's the reason. So meaning, don't tell me any proof here about yadayim shem mochichos because this case is much more hazy about what he's saying. Fine. So the Gemara then says, "Dilma afilu ki nazir over the front of, I might have a nazir, right? But still, even if nazir's in front of it, even if nazir's walking by, the Gemara says, wait a second. But maybe still he's not a nazir. Dilma lefotch mi korbanos of kamar. Maybe the response, right? Maybe even when there's a nazir walking in front of him, even that shouldn't be enough. Because even then, I should say, maybe he's just coming to you know, take over his korbanos, pay for his korbanos for him. V'hachi mashma, hey, ani bimkomo, lahagi korbanosav. Yeah, Nazir walking by, I'll take care of him, no problem. And that's the guy walking by. So maybe that's what's going on here, okay? So that's the, just want to make sure clear we have the back and forth. So Gemara said, I'm mizmanch nazir over the fun of, like, let's give him a sacharina. Avavade ena nazir over the fun of, I mean, fine. So Amina Dilma Ahabatani's Kamar, fine. So that's why you need the guy walking by, is to make it clear. But Dilma approaching me Korbanosov, but even when he's walking by, maybe it's just being part of Korbanosov. So what's the answer? So go back to the Gemara. The Ka'amar, first line, word in the line, like 7-8 lines up. The Ka'amar Baliba. Right? No, so what's the case? How do I know that he wasn't just coming to Patriam from his Korbanos? Because the case is that he said it in his heart. Meaning, how do I know? He didn't say it out loud. So how do I know? He told me afterwards. He says, no, that's what I meant. Meaning, when he says, aha, or ahay, and there's a nazir walking by, so how do I know which one he meant? Do I know that he meant to come in nazir, or do I know he meant to pay for this korbanos? The answer is, no, the answer is he told us. I'll tell you, when I said ahay, I meant I'm gonna pay for his korbanos. Or, I meant to become a nazir, right? So he says he meant to become a nazir. Okay, fine. So that's how I know that he's actually a nazir. Okay. So Gemara says,
another question.
Yeah.
What if he said that intending to pay for the korbana, but later he changed his mind and decided he wanted to become a nazir? Could he just say, oh, I said that for a nazir? Could he just change what he meant by
maybe
it?
Maybe he's lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Good. It's a good question. Yeah, we're going to see. We're going to have to talk about that. What happens if he changes his mind? Or maybe, how do I know to trust him? Good. So Gemara says, that's what I said. Right? That's what I said in my, that's what I had in mind. Okay. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, right? That's, he tells you what he meant, right? Ma'ala Memra. What's the Kiddush? The whole point is we're not sure. He says, no, I meant this. Okay. So then I don't need, there's no need for a Mishnah. Right? I know what he meant. Right? Look at the Mefarsh. Ihachi, the Nazir over the fun of Vika Amar Nami Belibo. Ma'ala Memra, Pshita, Adas the Nazir come. That's what he meant. That's what he says. Okay. So what's the answer to Gemara? No. Mo the same, what might I have said? Ba'inan piv velibo shavit. I might say that he needs to have his heart and his mouth have to be the same. Meaning, look at the mafarish. Ba'inan shehei motzi b'sfasav mashiahar her velibo. We need a person making kabbalah of nazirus. Maybe I would say they can't just think in their mind this is what they're gonna, that they're becoming a nazir, and then say whatever type of gobbledygook that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't work. He has to say the phrase, I'm ready nazir. He has to say, I'm becoming a nazir. And if he doesn't say it, and have in mind, I mean, just the fact that you had it in your mind or in your heart doesn't do it unless you say the actual language, which we're going to see this language again. We saw before, we said, Lindor, you know, lafli Lindor neder, right? Nazir. To become a nazir, you have to, like, say the language, right? So maybe I require such a thing. So Kamash Malan says Gemara. Kamash Malan, no. And now look in Mefarsh. The Loba Inan. We don't need this requirement of piv velibo shavin. Ubevad shehe nazir over the fun of, right? Meaning as long as there's a nazir knocking by and he says ahay, and he says, and that's what I had in mind to become a nazir. Okay, that already is enough. Even though he didn't actually explicitly say the language, and that's the chiddush. Right, that the yad is like the language itself. So that's going to be enough. Even if you hold yadayim shei mochichos having yadayim, and even if you hold it typically, even if you're not totally explicit, it works. Still, in this case, you need to have a little bit more. And if it's not all the way, but he tells you that's what I had in mind, and he says a language that is enough. So then already we're in pretty good shape. Yeah.
So kind of feel funny saying. So what's the point, like? If he says, oh, I meant to say his nazir, but maybe he didn't technically cross the I's and dot the T's, then what?
So the point is, so the point is that there's kind of like multiple places here. If he says Harani nazir, right, comes a nazir, no shayla, right? We'll have to see. What if he says Harani nazir and he says, well, I didn't mean it, so we'll have to see. But presumably, fine. If he says, you know, he's singing happy birthday, right, and nazir walks by, he goes, oh, that's what I meant. No, he didn't say anything. Right, he didn't say anything related at all. But if a nazir is walking by and he says, "Hey," which means right, like me too. I want to be like that. Okay, so now we're in this gray area, and that's what the mission tells me. Well, if you say that language, which is like, it kind of implies something here, and there's another walking by, that and you tell us that's what you meant, that's well, so enough. But if you would have just said, like, you know, something that's totally unrelated, and then you tell me, but I want to become a nazir, it's it, that's not enough. That's the point.
And then what? Like, so then...
Now try it again.
Okay, so yeah, you're saying, okay, so I'll start now.
Yeah, but that's okay. Fine, but that's always true, right?
But isn't
I try putting my tefillin, I put it on my forearm instead of on my bicep. So we said, so try to so do it again. Right? It didn't work. So you say that language,
okay,
that was totally random, and it's not any of these yadayim or kinuyim, so even if you say, I had in mind to become a nazir, and you tell us what you meant, it doesn't matter. Say it again.
But if he had in mind to become a nazir, maybe he didn't technically do it, who's stopping him from still being a nazir?
Nothing. No one will stop him becoming a nazir, but the halacha will be that he didn't have a chalos shame nazir. Technically is not a nazir. He doesn't want to, wash it, you know, clean, take his haircut or whatever. Fine, but he didn't actually become a nazir. So by the way, that would mean that all these things that he wouldn't be allowed to be in the korbanos, etc.
Okay.
You have to have a chalos shame. You became nazir. Nazir has to like be activated.
Oh, yeah.
But if this is the point that he wanted it to start, let's say here, and when he's clarifying his statement, that could be 2, 3, 5 days later. So his 30-day period now is.
That's good. So what if his? What if he?
So he meant to start it here. Now it starts later.
So what if he tells it? You're saying if he tells me later that when I said, "Hey, I meant it 3 days ago to be," does it start then? It's a good shayla. I would think based on the Gemara, the answer is yes.
Right.
As long as he, you know, explains to us what he meant, it would be chal from the moment that he made the declaration.
But that's why that would be important. Otherwise,
yes,
he would say, oh yeah, I was an Azra.
No, it's the same like anything else. Certain things in halacha have to have a certain, you have to do it the right way. If you don't do it the right way, it doesn't work. If I say, maybe it's not a good example. What would be a good example? I don't know, everything. A person says, I meant to say Kiddush, but I sang Shalom. Just saying Shalom Aleichem. That's nice that you wanted to say Kiddush. You didn't say Kiddush. You said Shalom Aleichem. You didn't say the language of Kiddush. It doesn't work, right? There's certain times you have to use the formulation. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Yeah. Good. Yes.
What if you said like, "I want to be," meaning I'll be a Nazir, but and before he clarified it, like he haircracks him, or he couldn't bring the right korbanos or something, or he went to the nearest grave or something.
What happens if he messes up being a nazir?
Yeah, before he said
the Gemara doesn't talk about that. It's a good question. The Gemara doesn't talk about what happens. Person became a nazir, and now something happens. Mishap takes place.
Well, I'm saying specifically before he clarified, that's what he meant.
Before he clarified?
Yeah.
Well, so what? When we, if we then clarify, it'll turn out that he was a nazir already, and then it turns out he's gonna have to, you know, deal with his problem. Yeah, absolutely. Good. Reminder. Not a good idea. Don't do it. Don't become a nazir. We're actually talking about it right now, whether it's a good idea or not, actually. So we have let's finish up the daf. So good. So we said hey na'eh. Right? The person says, I want to be nice. I want to look nice. I want to be nice. Nazir. That works. Okay. Why is ahe na'eh nazir? So Gemara says v'dilma ana'eh lefana v'mitzvos. Maybe the person says, I want to be nice. I want to be na'eh. I want to be beautiful. He doesn't mean I'm going to grow my beautiful locks nice and long and become a nazir. What he means is, I want to be beautiful in front of Hashem with mitzvos. What do you mean beautiful in front of Hashem with the mitzvos? Kedesanya ze kelivan vehu. Hisna lefanav. The language is hisna lefanav v'mitzvos. Right? We say in the Az Yashir, ze kelivan vehu. So some simple pshat is that they were pointing at Hashem, like literally could like see the Ribbono Shel Olam in a certain sense. And they, this is my God and I will adorn him, right? So one of the drushes the Chazal make is we should be beautiful in front of him with mitzvos. How's that? Es alafarav sukkah na, lulav na, tzitzis na. I should make a beautiful sukkah, a beautiful lulav. I should have beautiful tzitzis. Echto lafarav sefer Torah na. I should make the ksav of the sefer Torah should be beautiful. And I should wrap it up in beautiful silk. So, meaning to be na'eh doesn't necessarily mean physically na'eh, it might just mean, more importantly, spiritually na'eh. I'll be beautiful in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, Amar Shmuel, maybe that's what he meant. So, Amar Shmuel, should tafus bisa'aro. No, what's the case? Shmuel says, he's holding his hair. He goes, I'm going to be beautiful. And he's touching his hair. Right, meaning you can see that what he means is I'll be beautiful with my hair. I'm going to grow my hair long. It's obviously he's talking about hair. Guy's talking about hair and you know language that's similar that sounds like a Nazir language. Oh, okay, so fine. So that shows what he's talking about. So va'amar ana nizira milsa davera v'amrina le na'eh. Right. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. Nizira milsa da aver va'amar la na'eb. You might ask me a question. V'i amar ahe na'eb and milsa de nizirus. Mi havas nizirus. Milsa de noi da amri. Da amri lai. Da amri lai zil v'ti have nazir v'hi na'a. The Gemara says, but wait a second. That language, right? Like the language of Nazira, how do they? Look at the. If you see the rush, you see the rush is this skinny thing, right? All the way on the bottom of the rush, all the way on the bottom of the page. Klomar, second to the bottom line. Klomar, second to the bottom line. It's middle, right in the middle, second to the bottom. Klomar, aser hu l'nazir. Right, to be a nazir is to become aser on certain things. Right, you can't drink, you know, whatever, etc. Right? Can I read pekam nedarim? Can nidre rishayim neder benazir? Right? Uber korban can nidre ksherim. Meaning the language of becoming a nazir is actually not such a wonderful thing. Right? Becoming a nazir is, and this is what we're talking about, I don't know, is being a nazir a good thing? Right. So meaning, v'amar ana nizira milsa da'avera, people say, right, the language of becoming a nazir is a not so simple thing. The famous Bar Torah every year when we talk about nazir is, the nazir brings a korban chatas when he's finished, right? So what's going on here? So that you say the language of something that's an avera, and you call it being I'm becoming na'eh. That's kind of weird. It says Gemara, no, in yeah, the feel of Rabbi Elazar the Hakafar, the Amar Nazir Chote Hani Nazir Chote. Because even Rabbi Elazar Hakafar, who says the Nazir is a Chote, Hane Mili Gabe Nazir, right? Gabe Nazir Tome. When's that? Rabbi Elazar Hakafar says that being a Nazir is a Chote. The Nazir makes is a person who sins. He's a sinner. Why is that? That's a Nazir who became tamei, meaning he messed up. The nazir who messes up becomes is considered a chote. Right? The eye, the bai, mister. The arminim rachmana by yamim harishonim yiblu ki tamei nizro. Right? Hasam hu dilma asla me'avar al nizirosa nizirosa. Aval nazir tohor lav chote karbe. That language of becoming that the. You know, nazir is a chote is when he messes up, and we're going to talk about what happens when nazir messes up. He forfeits all of the good that he's done. Right, the 30 days, he's 28 days through the naziris, and he messed it up, and he became tameh. Even didn't mess it up himself; it happened to him. Became tameh, so now he forfeits all the 28 days. So now all the good that he's accomplished has gotten forfeited. So that's why then he's called a chote. But a person, the nazir who's still tahor and nothing's happened yet, he's not in the yachote. He's fine. He's wonderful. Maybe what he's doing is great, right? So in which case, yes, the language of na'eh can still apply to a person becoming a nazir because what he's doing could be actually a wonderful thing, and he's not yet being called a chote. We'll talk more about whether nazir is good or bad later as we move on. But we will stop here and pick it up next week.